Would you say that again, what you just said about the bears? It's a very rare that you get any around here, huh? What do you call these little animals that run up in trees and eat nuts and hide them?
Squirrel.
Now, what different, are there any different kinds of these?
Yeah, there's a gray squirrel, a fox squirrel, and then what they call a ground squirrel. He's no good for anything.
What do they look like?
Almost like a rat. Big rat.
What kind do you do? You know, you said you didn't do much fishing. What
don't
kind?
Don't do any.
Do you know what kinds of fish they catch around here?
They catch some bass, some jackfish, and they call catfish out of the river.
What's a jackfish?
Well, he's a long, slim fish. I don't know how to describe him.
They
and carpies. There are numerous, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't fish.
What do you call these shellfish that sometimes have pearls in them? Crack them open. Come in, they... you know the word, I'm sure.
I don't know a lot of fish.
There's
a lot of fish, I don't know what the name is.
Well, you know the term oyster, don't you? You've heard of oysters. Would you pronounce it?
Oyster, yeah, I know those.
Okay. What about these little things that hop around in the grass?
Grasshoppers?
Yes, and then there are bigger things than that that make a croaking sound. You see them down by the...
Cricket?
Yeah, bigger than that. They make a deep croaking sound.
Frog?
Now, what different kinds of frogs
little
are
little frog.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, they jump in water and all. Toad frog don't.
What do you call the little ones? The little that come out after a rain or...
Oh.
You just see them all over the place.
I don't know, man.
Do you ever call them rain frog or tree frogs?
Tree frog.
Tree frogs, okay.
Yeah, they're tree frog.
And what do you call these things that you dig up out of the ground and use for bait if you were going to fish?
Red worm.
All right. Do you have any special name for the great big ones?
No.
And these things that crawl around in the ground have very hard shells.
Oh, you talking about that's
right.
I know what I am, but I can't
pull their heads in under the shells. They pull their heads. Some of them live in water, and some of them live on land.
I know what
they move very slowly.
I can't call it right now.
Well, you might call it a terrapin or a turtle. Terrapin or a turtle or
turtles, they draw their head back in their shell.
Now, the turtles live on land or water?
Both.
Right, you never use the term terrapin. And you mentioned crawfish before. You're talking about, do you ever call them anything but crawfish?
Just crawfish, all
right. This is a kind of something, you told me you weren't too familiar with a lot of seafood, but this is something that it's kind of pink, and it's something like a crawfish, except it's grown and they live in the ocean. Shrimp.
Huh?
And it's a color, a kind of pinkish color. You might have paint that has that color.
I don't know what that is.
Shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
I don't know much about shrimp.
Okay.
Mr. Peck.
Good morning.
How are you?
And these things fly around candles. Kind of
lightning bugs.
Yeah. All right, they're lightning bugs, but these things fly around. How about the things that get into your clothes?
Oh, they're,
and sometimes you have to plant, or you have to put in some kind of protection to keep it.
Yeah, but one thing I can't think of sometimes. I want to.